How do you become a successful cold call professional? It's an important question in commercial real estate brokerage. There are things that you can achieve from making direct cold calls to the right people. There is a skill to develop, an attitude to refine, and also a system to put in place. There are different ways to approach prospecting in commercial real estate brokerage, and you have some choices to make. But in saying that, the telephone should always be high on the agenda when it comes to connecting with new people, prospects and clients, those people. Building your prospecting skills around the telephone is a good idea. It's a new skill. It's not the standard call that you make every day. It's a professional call. It's different. It's developed. It's refined. The telephone is efficient. It's easily accessed and can be used by every agent or broker as part of a professional contact program. Conversions to meetings will escalate if the telephone is used each day professionally in prospecting for clients, leads, and listings. So you've got some things to think about here. Practice is important to make the conversion factor happen. So what do you practice? You practice your conversations, scripts, and offerings. You practice every variation that you can think of that may come up in a direct call with your prospects or clients. Preparation is the key. Practice is the fast track to the process. Confidence comes from call preparation and practice. So let's face it, you are learning a new skill for something that you may not have attempted in any great volume before. That's why you need to practice today. So there is a message here to consider and utilize. Where can you start with this idea of making more calls professionally? If you are struggling with your real estate momentum now, then use the telephone each day in talking to new people. Develop the practice, develop the skill, and refine your skills over time. So here is a way to start things. Get the business telephone book out for your town or city. Source it online if you need to. Research the local businesses by location and by type, and then start to make your calls. Track your progress with your calls and practice your dialogue and conversational approach. I cannot emphasize enough the practice process. You can do that every morning when you first arise, before you get to the office. No one else has to hear you practicing, but you can improve your skills simply by doing that. So your contact systems, what are they? Systems will give you traction in commercial property. There is no better way to improve your real estate business than by a base of systematic contact and conversation creation. Most agents and brokers struggle with establishing their system, and they drop off the momentum when they get busy with listings, marketing, clients, or inspections. Don't let that happen. Don't let that happen to you. Stay on task and on track. Make your calls each day and track your progress. So the call numbers to set, what would they be? How many calls should you make each day? There is no standard number here, as the frequency, depth, and types of conversations that occur will vary. Also, with the property type, there are variables there to think about. Suffice to say that your numbers of outbound calls should be significant and grow within reason. There will be a limit, of course, to the number of calls that you can make, but the numbers should be solid and significant each day. Some days you may make 50 calls and talk to just 15 people. I go back to the point that the business telephone book is the great place to start this process. Calling the same people back will also be part of an organized approach to prospecting and contact over time. On average, your time to make the calls should be about 2 or 3 hours and be set in your diary every working day so that things are regularly implemented. Any excuses for missing your calls will be the start of a decline in market share or listings, so don't let that happen. When conversations are created, stay on track with your outbound call targets. Numbers really matter in the game. See if the person that you're talking with could want any property help, information, or some combination of services in the future. You are an industry professional, and your skills and services are valuable, so don't overlook that fact as you talk to new people. Who are you talking to? Business people, investors, property owners, property occupants, tenants. They are the people to talk to. So here are some rules to work with in commercial real estate prospecting in setting your call objectives. that can then help you make your call, your cold calling, more effective and rewarding. Number one, target people, precincts and properties. Stay within the boundaries and the precincts as you get started with your calls so that you can cover and connect with all of the right people and the properties in a logical and direct way. Number two, speak to the right person. Filter out your people and seek out the real decision maker with all of the businesses, perhaps the investment companies, the funds, the trusts. Directed questions will help you find the right person to talk to. Number three, provide information that is helpful. As the local industry specialist, you should have plenty of local property information to share. How you share that is your choice, but make sure you are sharing information to show that you are the industry specialist for the location. Use a combination of mail, brochures, email, social media, all of those things. That's how you provide professional property information. Number four, ask questions and track your progress with all of your calls. Some people you will be talking with frequently over the next year or so as you seek a meeting or work towards a listing. You may not get that meeting on the first approach. It may take 3 or 4 telephone calls to achieve a meeting. Frequency and repeat call processes really work in our industry. So simple rules like these four things, will help you get traction in commercial real estate brokerage. Establish your prospecting system and get things started. That's how you achieve momentum in the industry. It's all up to you, but the rewards are many, frequent and large for those people that develop the right systems and indeed focus on being professional.